Hey, good morning, Lisa.
Hi, good morning, Alex. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks so much for joining me on the show this morning.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me.
So what are the key findings in the Australian inequality fact sheet for 2019?
So, Alex, what we have found in Oxfam is that last year we saw another record increase in the number of Australian billionaires. So we saw an increase of 10 to 43. And the collective wealth has increased by $36 billion in 1 year alone. And this is equivalent to about half of the Australian government's total health budget. So that's a phenomenal increase in wealth. And meanwhile, we saw the bottom 50% of Australians' wealth not move at all from last year, which is stuck at 9%. And as you say, meanwhile, the top 1% of Australians earn more wealth than the bottom 70%. And we see that there are entrenched pockets of inequality. So we see that Indigenous Australians are caught up in that particular small pocket of inequality where a large proportion of the households fall within the bottom 25% of income groups. And that's actually double that of non-Indigenous Australians. So we see that inequality is still a major problem in Australia, and we think the Australian government still needs to do more to tackle this divide.
Mm. So did you find these results surprising when they were found, or were you expecting them?
We were probably not particularly surprised, considering the way that the economic system does seem to work in a way that allows the current kind of growth divide to grow. So where we see that the wealth becomes more concentrated in the hands of a few wealthy, simply because it's easy to generate wealth from wealth. And if you weren't in that privileged position, then it becomes quite difficult to pull yourself out of poverty. So in a way, we've seen this as well in last year's fact sheet. So we do this analysis every year, and this picture hasn't really improved over the last 2 years. And in fact, if anything, we see that the wealth concentrated in the top handful of people has become worse.
Wow. So what do you think are the key drivers of economic inequality, and how do you think we can address them?
Well, so one of the issues is that we're seeing some of the richest and wealthiest corporations and individuals be able to avoid paying the fair share of tax. So this is a campaign that Oxfam has been working on for a while now, and it's driven by the fact that we keep seeing these tax scandals arise around the world. So if you recall last year when we saw the Paradise Papers get leaked, and it shows a huge number of corporations and individuals using shell companies in tax havens to squirrel away their wealth. And we've also had other campaigns where we analysed particular industries such as the pharmaceutical companies, where we found that their profits in tax havens are recorded at a much, much higher rate than in Australia and other higher tax jurisdictions. So we believe that tax avoidance is a major issue, and it may be contributing to the problem.
Sorry, we seem to be getting a bit of a bad line there. I'm going to have to end that there.